Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great time in this great nation to remember one of the axioms of successful politics. Yes, we are getting deeper into a presidential season. The candidates, all of them except for President Trump, who is instead going to be holding a rally. And a rally down in Florida, sort of his home turf. The debate for the other Republican candidates, which will include Tim Scott, who is now qualified, Tim Scott, and maybe Vivek Ramaswamy. He has said he may not show up for the debate. Nikki Haley will definitely be there. She won the first two debates, according to most expert analyses. Ron DeSantis will be there. No Mike Pence. He has dropped out of the race. And probably not Asa Hutchinson, but we'll see about Doug Burgum, the governor of North Dakota, who's trying to hang in and qualify. He still has a chance to. In any event, the important aspect of this debate would be solidifying Nikki Haley's position as the principal challenger to President Trump. And in this case, she might have to run against a somebody who basically has been very outspoken in condemning the MAGA movement and talking about standing up against tyrants who support the MAGA movement. Who would say that and insult all of those 74 million people who voted for Trump last time? Listen, see if you can identify the voice. It's clip 8.
A fake trial is currently taking place to try and illegally remove my name from the ballot. I often say that 2024 will be the most important election in the history of our country. The reason for that and that statement is that our country is being destroyed by people who have no idea what they're doing, or even worse, they may very well have an idea. They may hate our country, and they may want to see it destroyed. But it may also be the last election we ever have. If this election doesn't work, if this election is rigged and stolen, if bad things happen, our country will not survive. If Crooked Joe and the Democrats get away with removing my name from the ballot, then there will never be a free election in America again. We will have become a dictatorship where your president is chosen for you. You will no longer have a vote, or certainly won't have a meaningful vote. And you could say, frankly, that that has already begun. This truly is our final chance to save America. And with the 2024 election now less than 1 year away, this is your chance to take a stand against tyrants that support the one and only movement that can save our country and make America great again.
Okay, that was an uncanny imitation of Donald Trump. But you can't imagine the real Donald Trump would tell fans to stand against tyrants that support the MAGA movement. Well, okay, maybe he meant to say, well, he was reading from the teleprompter, and he was. They may be meant to say that you have to stand against tyrants and support the MAGA movement. But it didn't quite come out that way. He also announced ambitious plans for a new program that he will undertake, and it sounds like he'll undertake it whether or not he wins a second term. This is President Trump with his plans for higher education, clip 9.
Whether you want lectures or ancient histories or an introduction to financial accounting were training in a skilled trade, the goal will be to deliver it and get it done properly, using study groups, mentors, industry partnerships, and the latest breakthrough in computing. This will be a truly top-tier education option for the people. It will be strictly non-political, and there will be no wokeness or jihadism allowed. None of that's going to be allowed. Most importantly, the American Academy will compete directly with the existing and very costly four-year university system by granting students degree credentials that the U.S. government and all federal contractors will henceforth recognize. The Academy will award the full and complete equivalent of a bachelor's degree.
Okay, he's talking about establishing his own public university. And my initial thought when I heard this was he tried that before. We had Trump University, and there were a lot of people who paid a lot of money, and many of them got their money back when Trump was sued for a fraudulent establishment of institution. You know, he paid $25 million to make up for that previous Trump University. This will now be called the American Academy, and it's a different kind of public university, but is it one in which he wants to invest taxpayer funding? This would be a very interesting subject to bring up in the debate. But then again, he won't be there for the debate. Meanwhile, there was a debate on the Senate floor about the need for a humanitarian pause in Gaza, an appeal that was passionately supported by Bernie Sanders, who, by the way, as a young man, and many generations ago, because it's been a while since Bernie was a young man, he went to Israel, and he actually worked and lived at a kibbutz for several weeks. But that was before Israel is what it is today, which, by the way, is a much more free market-oriented country than it was back in the 1940s and 50s. But Bernie Sanders had this to say about Gaza. Clip 21.
Hello, hello.
Is critical to save innocent lives and secure the safe return of hostages. Mr. President, let us never forget the lives of all children. All people are sacred, whether they are Palestinian children, Israeli children, or American children, and we must do everything we can to protect them.
Okay, in response partially to people like Senator Bernie Sanders, Congressman Brian Mast got up on the House floor and cautioned against using the term, a term used by many Democrats in the ongoing conversation, of innocent Palestinian civilians. What's wrong with that term? Well, first of all, this war isn't aimed at innocent Palestinian civilians. But there is a very clear analogy by Congressman Brian Mast, who we've talked about before. He's a Republican congressman from Florida, as conservative as can be, and a former member of the Israel Defense Forces. No, he's not Israeli. He's just a passionate American who's lost two legs serving his country, who also cares about the nation of Israel. We'll get to what he had to say and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Anthed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Anthed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Anthed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Michael Medved.
Integrity, integrity, integrity.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, right before the break, I was talking about Representative Brian Mast, Republican of Florida. He rose on the House floor to caution Democratic colleagues. And the Republican Party has not been divided at all in terms of aid to Israel and support for Israel and the issue of Israel's right to exist and to defend itself against genocidal crazies. and evildoers like the people at Hamas. The Republican Party's been solid on that. There were a total of 15 Democrats. Yeah, that's right, 15 Democrats who either voted present, refused to vote on a resolution supporting Israel, or voted no. And they were all Democrats, nearly all people who are affiliated with a so-called squad in the very far left wing of the Democratic Party. But there's a tendency in conversation where people talk about the suffering that is going on in Gaza, and this is not to denigrate or to ignore or to diminish or to underestimate the levels of suffering that are very real. But there is a phrase that is often invoked when people are talking about that level of suffering that bothered Congressman Mast. He spoke about it on the House floor. Listen.
As a whole, I would encourage the other side to not so lightly throw around the idea of innocent Palestinian civilians, as is frequently said. I don't think we would so lightly throw around the term innocent Nazi civilians during World War II.
Okay, would we throw around the term innocent German civilians? No, we wouldn't do that either. And a better analogy even would be the term innocent Japanese civilians, because it is terrible, 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 and a sad thing that there were 80,000 people who were killed by the bombing in Hiroshima. There are actually more people than that who were killed by the firebombing of Tokyo before the decision to go after Hiroshima. The question here is, what if somebody had said, at the very tail end of World War II, when the Japanese recognized and they realized that they had lost the war, nobody called for a ceasefire and to try to figure out what was going to happen. Why not? And why not try to do a ceasefire to prevent all of the killing involving the Russians involving on one side and the Americans involving on the other side for Nazi Germany? Why do you have to win those wars? And sometimes civilians, unfortunately, are killed in the process. Why is it necessary to turn away from this idea of a pause, of a ceasefire? And the answer is because the Japanese regime, which was later tried for wartime crimes, and people like Tojo, the Prime Minister of Japan, were executed for war crimes. The Japanese regime was so suicidal and so crazy and so murderous and murdered so many hundreds of thousands of Chinese people that the world could not be safe. Japan could not become what it is today if that regime continued to exist. And it's obviously true of the Nazis, who were profoundly suicidal, deeply suicidal, and willing to keep fighting on forever. The point is, when you are confronting straight out, sheer, unqualified, undeniable evil, it is not something you sit down and begin to negotiate. And then the whole idea that the evil was created by the way that the Israelis were administering Gaza, the Israelis had not been administering Gaza at all. They don't have anything to do with Gaza. They washed their hands of it in 2005. And that's a very long time ago. And by the way, for Brian Mast, I mentioned before, he's a great war hero for the United States of America. There's an army, in the U.S. Army, he lost two legs, both of them, fighting for his country, the United States. And then he also, later, volunteered to serve in the Israel Defense Forces. And despite his challenges, wore the uniform proudly of the Israel Defense Forces for 2 years. And he is the one who wore his IDF uniform on the floor of the House to show solidarity at a time that his colleague Rashida Tlaib was flying a Palestinian flag to celebrate, quote, the Hamas victory in Gaza. And by the way, I know people, if she wasn't celebrating the Hamas victory, she was showing solidarity with the suffering of the Palestinian people. I'm sorry, after you've just committed the worst mass killing of Jews since the Holocaust, and how do you cheer people and demonstrators and a flag that has been used for the slogan from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free? And what Palestine? They're as we talked about earlier, and it's so important that people get this straight, there never was a Palestine. It didn't exist. In other words, and if you think it did, please tell me, who are the most famous Palestinians in history? Can you think of any? I know people say Jesus was Palestinian. Wrong. Jesus was Jewish. Yeah, right. The only Palestinian in history you can name, anyone, is Yasser Arafat. And that's because he helped create this false nationality of Palestinian. And by the way, he had literally hundreds of millions of dollars that he stole from charitable sources that were supposed to be helping the so-called Palestinian cause. The point about Yasser Arafat is he's undoubtedly an Arab. He was born in Egypt, by the way. He's undoubtedly an Arab. But the idea that there is this separate identity called Palestinian that is part of the historic ownership of this land, this is nonsense. And we had a question before, how is it that the State of Israel was established? It was established mostly by land purchase from the absentee landlords who owned most of the land in that part of the world and were by and large Turkish, sometimes Egyptian, sometimes Syrian. But the idea that there was a separate country that ever existed, the most famous viceroy of Palestine, well, there's been none. Most famous king of Palestine, emperor of Palestine, none. Because that political national entity never existed. Should it exist for the future? We'll get to that with some statements by Secretary of State Antony Blinken coming up.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. More American citizens are leaving the conflict-ridden Gaza region. According to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, 74 Americans crossed from the Gaza Strip into Egypt today.
Embassy Cairo has deployed a consular team to the Rafah crossing to support all these folks, make sure they get back to the embassy, and then we work with them on onward movement as appropriate.
He said more U.S. citizens are expected to leave in the upcoming days. Today, former President Trump's son Eric is testifying in the civil trial against the Trump Organization. The state has accused him, his brother Don Jr., the former president, and other organization members of inflating financial statements for advantageous loans. They've denied those allegations. CBS has sold out of Super Bowl commercials, almost, which is a departure from the usual last-minute rush, in contrast to previous years where ad space is often sold out closer to game time. John Schaefer, USA News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael, you know everything about anything.
Michael Medved.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, is heading back to the Middle East. And he was speaking to reporters before he boarded the plane, heading back to Israel, where he's going to be again speaking with Prime Minister Netanyahu, and also speaking to some of the other leaders in the Middle East who the United States can still speak to. And those could be very important leaders for the future. Here's the Secretary of State outlining his three goals for this new trip. Listen.
Heading back to the Middle East, heading to Israel, heading to Jordan, with three principal goals in mind. First, to talk to the Israeli government about the ongoing campaign against the Hamas terrorist organization. As we said from the start, Israel has not only the right but the obligation to defend itself and also to take steps to try to make sure that this never happens again. We've also said very clearly and repeatedly that how Israel does this matters. We will focus as well on steps that need to be taken to protect civilians who are in a crossfire of Hamas's making. And we want to look at concrete steps that can be taken to better protect them. We've seen in recent days Palestinian civilians continue to bear the brunt of this action, and it's important that the United States is committed to making sure everything possible is done to protect civilians. At the same time, we're determined that this conflict not spread, and we'll be talking to both the Israeli government and partners in the region about what all of us are doing to prevent that from happening.
Okay, well said, and an obviously worthwhile and appropriate goal for the greatest nation on God's green earth. And then also he spoke about efforts to get humanitarian aid into Gaza and to get hostages and particularly Americans out. Listen. Clip 13, number 2. Into Gaza and to get Americans and hostages out. And he also spoke about working on setting conditions for sustainable peace and security. One of the things that the Israeli government, and it's not just Prime Minister Netanyahu, it's his coalition partners, it's everybody there in the Israeli government, and basically the entire nation of Israel. One of the conditions for a peace and security will be the elimination of Hamas and the removal of Hamas from any authority or presence or continued existence as a gang of criminal terrorists of incredibly vicious predilections, but to make sure that that doesn't exist anymore. And then there was a press conference by the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. You have to get used to saying that. But the idea that the Speaker is now saying he will not consider an emergency spending bill that is of crucial importance to Israel. Part of what that spending bill is supposed to do, by the way, is to provide for more defense against rockets and missiles and potential attack by Hezbollah with its 150,000 rockets in the north. But that has to be held up for political considerations. This is Mike Johnson speaking today. It's clip 11.
As you know, President Biden has issued a veto threat on this bill. Would you consider putting a bill on the floor that includes funding for Israel but does not have spending cuts, or is that a non-starter?
No, listen, we are in dire straits as a nation, and if you talk to leaders at the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Pentagon, sometimes even in recent years under oath, they testified before the House Armed Services Committee, where I served until since last week. If you ask them what the greatest threat is to our national security, you would expect, most people expect, they'd say China, Russia, Iran, terrorism. They say it's the national debt. We have to address it. We have obligations and we have commitments, and we want to protect our and help and assist our friend Israel, but we have to keep our own house in order as well. And I think people at home, I think the American people understand that. At home, you have to balance your budget. At home, you have to make tough decisions. And Washington should run the same way. And so we are here to change the environment, to change the paradigm, the way Washington thinks. If we continue on the trajectory we're on, it's going to hurt our country terribly, and it's going to hurt hardworking Americans even more, seniors and the rest.
Okay, there's actually a terrific editorial in the Wall Street Journal that, under the headline, The Ukraine-Israel Test for U.S. Democracy. And the journal editorial board writes, but now a real democratic test is arriving. Support for Israel and Ukraine. Can Washington's factions rise above their parochial interests and compromise to help two U.S. friends fighting for their national survival? The House plans to vote this week on $14 billion in aid for Israel, and Washington is absorbed with infighting over whether to combine that measure with support for Ukraine and Taiwan. But strip away the inside baseball, and the stakes are whether America can still rally to a common purpose as an axis of hostility works together against U.S. interests. The Chinese Communist Party is forging a deeper relationship with Iran, the ventriloquist for the terrorist groups now menacing Israel. Tehran is working to help Vladimir Putin devastate Ukraine. These adversaries hope Washington will descend into dysfunction and fail to fend off aggression in Europe, the Middle East, and the Pacific. Now Speaker Mike Johnson no doubt wants to show that his conference is now united and can pass bills after weeks of circular firing squads. Mr. Johnson may even pick up a few Democratic votes, but his bill won't pass the Senate, which is working on a larger package tying Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan, and a porous southern border. The Senate is correct on the common strategic thread, the House is insufficient for the urgency of the moment. The House bill is insufficient for the urgency of the moment, which requires a real expansion of U.S. weapons, stocks, and military power. The political high ground for Republicans is to insist on victory, which means pushing Russia back to its pre-invasion borders or further. Force Mr. Biden to transfer the long-range Army tactical missile system at scale. Give the administration a deadline for procuring 1,000 more missiles. This is better politics than no House offer, which sets up the House to be cornered by the White House and Senate at crunch time. And then finally this. Mr. Biden, writes the Wall Street Journal, also has an obligation to behave like a commander-in-chief rather than a political faction leader. That means compromising with Republicans, even if it demands facing down his left flank on immigration and domestic spending. He has already ran through trillions of domestic spending that will roll out for years to come. Mr. Biden might think he can blame Republicans if Ukraine aid fails, but his political standing is on the line. If Russia rolls over Ukraine next year, he will share the blame as president and play directly into Donald Trump's hands. As the world gets more dangerous, Washington's political dysfunction is becoming more dangerous as well, says the Journal. If Washington can't help two allies defend themselves with no U.S. troops in the fighting, the world will conclude that our adversaries are right about American decline. No party gains on that. There is basically a desire to get these matters settled. And by the way, there also needs to be agreement on some kind of compromise to avoid a government shutdown. Yes, that's still creeping up on us. Supposed to be November 17th that would happen. God forbid. We will get back to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved show. I can only hope that Mike Johnson will be successful in negotiating some kind of agreement that provides the aid that Israel very much needs right now and that Ukraine very much needs right now, and maybe even combine that with some border security enhancements that the country needs right now. This is the Speaker of the House on Fox News talking about these new appropriations plans. Listen, clip three.
With our appropriations bills for Ukraine funding, for example, we're going to marry that with border security. Those two things are going to be handled together because we believe it's a top priority. We can't be expected to take care of other countries and other conflicts if we can't seal our own border. But the other responsibility we have is the power of the purse, but also accountability. And that's why our investigations go forward. We're holding these federal agencies accountable. They have been weaponized. They're being used against the very people they're designed to protect and serve. And we have to seek and push and force accountability in that way. And our committees have been very busy at that. All the committees of jurisdiction, and they'll continue that.
Okay, this is problematic because it's, again, trying to draw in some domestic political disputes into a foreign emergency. And this is emergency funding that people are talking about for the Ukraine and for Israel. By the way, that's why the Wall Street Journal in that very strong editorial that I just shared with you, talk about the Ukraine-Israel test. It's a test on both sides. And to confuse this with too many unrelated elements, either this is an emergency or it is not. And by the way, the one emergency that I think one could basically maintain is the emergency on getting through some kind of continuing resolution so the government doesn't shut down, even temporarily, for who knows how long. But that's scheduled to happen What is that? It's 2 weeks from now. I said, well, really, this is November 2nd. That's 15 days from now. So it's a little bit more than 2 weeks. I mean, come on. This is serious stuff. And it's one of those reasons that speaking at this moment about the investigation for articles of impeachment against President Biden, and this goes like those people who want to push, and they're Democrats, who want to push for a censure of Marjorie Taylor Greene for stuff that she said 2 years ago. And it's a reason that some people want to push for a censure of Rashida Tlaib, well, for any range of anti-Semitic and anti-Israel and, frankly, anti-American rhetoric that she might advance. All of this is a political sniping. And, yes, I have sympathy far less for Rashida Tlaib. And by the way, there are all kinds of questions that people can still ask about investigating Hunter Biden, which is a name we haven't heard that much recently. But the idea of considering impeachment right now, that this should be a national priority, I mean, isn't that nakedly political and unnecessary? I mean, maybe Dean Phillips, the Democratic congressman from Minnesota who is running to challenge President Biden, maybe he thinks it's a good idea. But what about the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, Republican of Louisiana? He was asked about impeachment this morning. This is clip 15.
What you're seeing right now, although a lot of American people are anxious about this, many, you know, Republicans across the country are anxious to get to the end point on this, and I think some Democrats want to know how it ends as well. And what you're seeing right now is a deliberate constitutional process that was envisioned by the founders, the framers of the Constitution. This is how they envisioned this to go, not the way the Democrats did it, snap impeachments, sham impeachments, and all the rest. So I know that people are anxious about it, but I will say Chairman Comer, Chairman Jordan in Judiciary, Chairman Smith in Ways and Means, they've done an extraordinary job, very methodically. And I would say outside the scope of politics, they've been taking in the evidence as it goes. So we're going to follow the evidence where it leads, and we'll see. And I'm not going to predetermine it this morning.
Okay, the idea of non-predetermining this morning, the one thing that Mike Johnson said that needs correction here is he says this is the way the founders envisioned it. The founders did not envision a major role for impeachment. That's why they made it so very, very difficult to remove someone from office, requiring an impeachment by the House and then vote by two-thirds of the Senate. The first serious effort at impeaching a U.S. president that gathered any support at all in the House or the Senate was against Andrew Johnson. And he ended up beating conviction and removal from office. He ended up beating that by one vote. And, okay, but that's the closest we've ever come. And the idea that this is something that the founders envisioned as a regular occurrence, most of the impeachment proceedings that we've had have been very recent. They've involved Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton, if you'll remember that embarrassment, and then Donald Trump twice, also a gargantuan waste of time. The idea that this is healthy for our politics to be battling about censure and impeachment and the politics of personal destruction, this, it seems to me, is a distraction from very crucial elements in our foreign policy and domestic policy and spending policy. Meanwhile, is it impossible to avoid a government shutdown? Well, maybe you'll get the answer from Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 2, now available on DVD and streaming. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Tom Cruise is back to save the world from a deadly, devastating weapon that can destroy all of civilization. And he's joined once again by Rebecca Ferguson, who understands the stakes involved in Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, Part 1.
The world is changing. Truth is vanishing. War is coming.
None of our lives can matter more than this mission.
I don't accept that.
That's Ving Rhames as a member of the Mission Impossible team, who returns in that capacity along with Simon Pegg. The stunts, the chase scenes, the elaborate battles are all spectacular, no other appropriate word, if the plot and the relationships are at times preposterous and overly complex. The movie runs for nearly 3 hours, but it's entirely watchable. Rated PG-13 for loads of multifaceted violence. 3 stars for the 7th and 2nd to last of the Mission Impossible films. And it is the 2nd to last, and it is not Dead Reckoning Part 2. That will be the last one. It's Part 1. I misstated it just before. Speaking of misstating things, what is the deeper meaning of tattoos? And a new meaning of tattoo, which is related to how tattoo removal is changing the culture of ink. We will get to that tomorrow. We'll also take a look at reports that in Los Angeles, Jewish people are buying guns in an unprecedented rate. Why? And some of them buying guns for the first time? Well, the answer ought to be obvious, but we'll get to it next time on the MedVed Show. We'll also speak to Grove City College scholar and political scientist Paul Kengor about what Gaza could be, and what the possibilities for a better life in Gaza and for Gaza could possibly be. And speaking of a better life, the Seattle new public drug use law is supposed to reduce the use of drugs, particularly in public. There is a great lack of confidence, however, that it's actually going to work in reducing that public drug use. Why would that be? And it turns out that we are going to be reviewing Barack Obama and Michelle Obama in a way we never have before. As movie producers, they've just produced a big new film. It probably is an Oscar contender, as much as you may resent that, but it's about one of the great heroes of the civil rights movement, Bayard Rustin, who actually, at the end of his life, turned kind of conservative, which is a fascinating sidelight in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.